I learned about a wasp today.
No.
In Australia.
No.
No.
Which is 2 inches long and hunts tarantulas.
I'm only a little bit okay with the fact that it hunts tarantulas. Mm. Only reason I'm, like, in slightest okay with it.
No, I take tarantula over wasp any day. Especially a 2-inch wasp.
Yeah.
And Logan hates spiders.
But I hate wasps, too, because they're, like, giant flying
wasps will come
anger.
After you even if you're not in their space. Spiders will be like, oh, I walked into your space, sorry. Oh, you bugged me. Rawr.
No, they don't get that far. Converse are great for killing spiders.
Wham! The tarantulas.
See, I couldn't kill a tarantula.
Why? Because they're too big?
Yeah, they're too big. They pass, like, there's a line where it just becomes too big
something?
To kill. Yeah, it's too big to kill. Like, you couldn't, like, I personally couldn't kill it. Like, that spider that was out above the doorway was almost past that point. The one that was, like, about, like, that big? That one was almost past that point for me.
Kind of miss him.
Hello and welcome to Don't Worry About It.
I'm Preston Ross.
I'm Logan Reese. Sorry, I thought you were going to go next.
It's...
Yeah, but you started.
We talk...
He starts.
Hello and welcome to Don't Worry About It. I'm Preston Ross.
I'm Logan Reese.
And I'm Severin Meir.
Well, hello, everybody. It's been a minute.
Been a minute.
It's been a minute.
And a half. And then another quarter. And then a week.
It's been a while.
Time flows on.
And on and on.
Time is a construct.
Time is a construct. Love that one. Anyways.
Can we restart but with more energy?
We're never gonna start.
You gonna pick that up now or later?
Hello!
Sorry.
I can't. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I'm just. Hello, welcome to Don't Worry About It. You say it.
Alright, fine.
You have to say your name first, so why don't you just do it?
Hello and welcome to Don't Worry About It. I'm Preston Ross.
I'm Logan Reese.
And I'm Severin Lear.
We did it.
Hello. That was like try three today. really on target.
We're great at introductions.
We are great at everything that we do. Absolutely everything.
We're stars, baby.
No, actually, you know what? Better. We're surprisingly not garbage at everything we do. That's more accurate.
Yes.
How's everyone doing? How are you doing? How are you doing, listener? Let us know.
Please.
How do they let us know?
I don't know, but we're lonely.
Well, you can let us know on any form of social media.
Yeah, we got them covered, guys.
We have pretty much all of them.
We have the ones you care about. Except Snapchat.
But
you can Snapchat us individually.
Yeah, you know us, probably. Maybe.
If you don't,
contact us.
Call us and ask. We'll probably say yes.
You can find us in more ways than one.
But not in a creepy way.
Yeah, not
in a creepy way. I'm sure you could actually find us.
Yeah, you could do that.
If you do that, I will buy you a drink.
I might buy you 2.
I don't know. Probably not an alcoholic one because I'm not 21.
I might buy you 2.
Anyways, how's everyone's week been?
Exhausting.
Mine too.
My back hurts.
Why does your back hurt?
My back doesn't hurt. It feels tingly. And numb.
Should we call the bonfluence?
Not yet. I can still speak.
Fair enough.
I don't know why. I woke up. This was yesterday. It started. And my back started feeling all tingly and numb. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And so I ignored it, and now today it's more prevalent.
I'm sure it'll go away.
I'm gonna fall asleep on a ball, and that'll help.
Yeah. That's true.
No, it won't. I'll just, like, before I go to sleep, I'll put a tennis ball on my back, or a golf ball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to help?
A tennis ball is.
No, like, massage it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not while you're sleeping.
I might do it while I'm sleeping.
Fair enough.
Depends.
If you fall asleep during it, I guess you don't have a choice.
Yeah, true.
I was telling Severin about this the other day, but I didn't tell you about this, Preston, was that, like, I feel so old. Because the other day, I got up, and, like, the moment I stepped out of bed, I went to stretch, and I kind of cracked my neck wrong. And then my neck, from the top of my neck down into my shoulder, hurt all day. What is that about? Like, why? I'm 19. That shouldn't happen. I'm not getting old enough for that to happen, where I hurt my neck in the morning and it hurts when I go to bed.
Oh, that's just what they tell you. You hurt all over the older you get. I ran yesterday.
I know, but I'm still 19.
And I'm regretting it.
That's usually how I feel after I run.
Yeah, me too.
My calves are not happy with me.
Gotta keep persevering, Preston. Relax for a couple days and then
That's the plan. I got a 10-visit pass to the recreation center. Hmm. So
where do you park?
I park. They've got like an opposite, like a lot that you can get to from First Street.
Mm. Oh, like the one across the bridge.
Yeah, across the bridge. That's where I always park. Partially because it's, I use that walk as my warm up. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's fair.
I've been working all day and I'm not like exercise ready. Mm-hmm. So I use that as my warm-up, and then I also use it as my nice cool-down. Mm-hmm. Especially if you go a little later at night, because then when you come outside, it's nice
it's
and cool,
actually
but it's
cool.
Not freezing yet.
Mm. Good to know.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
I've done that before. It was something I hadn't done in a while.
Logan, how are you doing?
Yeah, nobody's asked you, how are you doing?
Nobody ever does.
I just did.
I said nobody.
Answer me.
Anyways, sorry, I get distracted by our household fly. I'm existing at the moment. You know how I always complain about work because this project, something always goes wrong? Mm-hmm. So I show up to work today, and
something's gone wrong.
Obviously. Something goes wrong, like, literally every... Like, not even exaggerating. Literally every single day, something, like, pretty big goes wrong. Show up to work today. Turns out they've been paving since 5 in the morning, because they had a lot of paving to do. They weren't even done when I left around 3.
Wow.
It was a pretty long section.
That's rough, buddy.
And I got there, and one of the guys was like, yeah, I'll help take you over there. Yeah, they got a huge section of pavement that's just not good. The 100-yard section... it was just not good. Pavement showed up, and it was too hot coming out of the truck, and the machine could hardly work with it. So, it's $10,000 worth of pavement just done.
Wow.
Just a lot. And it doesn't even look good. Like, it's all patchy and cracked and broken. He was like, yeah, the auger on the machine kept having to stop because it couldn't get through it, and you could walk on it immediately after it came out of the machine.
Wow.
Which, yeah. So that was a fun way to get there this morning. I was like, I haven't even shown up yet, and something huge has gone wrong.
At least it means it wasn't your fault, right?
Oh, none of it's ever anyone's fault, except... none of it's ever Roxol's fault, which is the great part of it. Like, we just get to be there and be like, guys, we just want to go home. What are you doing? We also heard back about the girders that I've previously talked about. Mm. And it turns out the holes were not in the wrong space. The girders were just too short.
Remind me the preface of this.
Giant custom-made girders, like 75 feet long each. Uh-huh. They're too short because their computer program screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
Their computer modeling was like somewhere between human error and computer error. So that's also fun. This project is cursed. I wasn't even here when the crane fell over.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. Fun times had by Woo-hoo. Logan. It was also very humid today because it rained yesterday. Mm. I was dying.
And it rained today, too. Rain!
Did it rain down here?
Yeah. Where were you at?
I was down in Thornton, Westminster.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We had on again, off again rain in Loveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. No, it didn't rain down there.
I love rain.
I do, too.
Like, a couple of days ago, I was just sitting and thinking, we haven't gotten any rain this summer.
Yeah,
rain would be nice.
We had a couple fires going on.
And then now it's rain.
Now it's raining.
Severin, you brought the rain.
Do-do-do-do.
Hail Severin, the rain god. Could you invert the music for Here Comes the Sun and make it about Here Comes the Rain?
Well, you could just do the song Here Comes the Rain Again. The 80s song, I think, by the Eurythmics.
Yeah, but I don't care. I want to invert the music of Here Comes the Sun.
So, like, invert it to minor?
No, so, like, in music, there's different things you can do with a line, like a melody. Mm-hmm. You can do inversion. You can do retrograde. You can do retrograde inversion, which is really cool. So, inversion is where you play... I can't explain it. So, like, if something goes... If the start of a melody goes from, like, do to mi, it would go, like, up a third. It would instead go down a third.
Okay.
And everything would be switched. It. Yes, you mirror it, basically. Okay. But
vertically.
Vertically. Retrograde is where you just start at the end of it and play it backwards.
Okay.
And retrograde inversion is when you start at the end of it, play it backwards, and it's opposite.
Inverted.
Yes.
Okay.
Things you learn in a music major that are kind of not helpful, but...
All right, I want that on my desk by Friday.
Yes.
What are you gonna do? Sleep?
I do real things, guys.
See, we don't believe that.
Yeah, we don't believe that.
We don't believe that.
Because what do you count as real things?
Today was actually a really chill day for me. Because I woke up, and my family was like, hey, you want to go to Boulder? And I was like, no. And I'm like, okay. And so they all went to Boulder, and so I just got the house to myself for about 3 hours. And it was wonderful. I haven't been alone in so long. And I need alone time. Like, even for me, just being, like, in my room alone with other people in the house is not the same as just being alone.
Yes, I feel ya.
You should be a truck driver.
I should. I loved my job last summer, because
oh yeah,
my supervisor would come talk to me, like, for 5 minutes in the morning on most days, and then leave me, and then I'd be alone for 4 hours at work. Just me and the ghosts at the mortuary.
Converted mortuary
into arts center. Anyway, but
yeah. Yeah, well, glad we're all still alive.
That's the best way you can put that, really, from how we talked about our week. Well, we're still here.
Yep. Yeah.
So, time for break?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yay.
Break your break.
Yay.
Break.
If you could call anyone at all, who would it be? Maybe your mother or your father, your significant other, maybe. Just think of all the people you could call. There's so many numbers, but there is only one phone number that will stand out as you finally decide who to call. 7-0-3-4-4-9-4-4-3. It is the only phone number that you'll ever need. Whoa. 9-7-0-3-4-4-9-4-4-3. It is the only call you have to make to answer all of your
Welcome back from break to Don't Worry About It. Was that usable?
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah! How are you guys? We had a lovely break. We found some things out. We discussed things.
We took a really long break. We took
But
to you, it won't be a really long break.
Boop, boop. Usually we're just like, okay, take a break. Like,
I mean, it's better than the break we took a while ago where we just never came back to the episode.
True. True.
It's where you were like, Luke was over. And we were like, we're going to take a break real quick. And then you went upstairs to talk to Luke. And we never came back.
Never came back.
Vaguely remember
that's
this.
That's an episode you will never hear.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Probably. Behind the scenes.
We were like, okay, probably we're going to come back from this in a little bit to finish recording. And then we just didn't.
I would love just a behind the scenes reel. Someday. Just like the funniest of the unreleased stuff. It'd be great. Tell us what you think. You can email us, find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can even call us.
If you can't tell, we're desperately lonely.
Always. Please talk to us. It would be much appreciated.
Preston, I believe you have something to talk to us about
yes.
your... What do we call Cade in relation to you?
Currently foster brother.
Okay.
So, Cade is... always determined to go and find something new and interesting to do. So
he's like young us.
Yeah, yeah, except a lot more reckless than we are because he's just
not combined.
It's bizarre. I don't know how to describe it, but it's phenomenal. And like he's already hurt his shoulder. I think he tore something in his shoulder a month or two ago. Severin.
Yeah. I'm going to say to turn your volume down before you Snapchat a video.
I did do it. I did, but it didn't. So, like, Snapchat, you can do all these neat little things now. I'm sorry. I just realized this. It wouldn't have made a sound except, like, you know how you used to be able to go to the thing and push the X and it wouldn't show sound? Well, now you click on it and it gives you a bunch of options.
Yeah.
So you can shoulder. You can listen to Preston say it normal. You can say it like...
Yeah.
Like a chipmunk? You can say it like a bear. He can say something like a robot. And you can say it like an alien.
What do you know?
You didn't know that?
I very rarely use Snapchat videos.
Fair enough. I accidentally clicked that once. And that's how I figured it out. Are you done?
That's fair.
Shoulder. Are you done?
Shoulder is no longer a real word. Dictionary, what do you think? Is shoulder a real word? Dictionary says that shoulder is no longer a real world word. It's been said too much. Or a world. It's not a world either.
Are you done? Meaning, be done.
I'm the one editing it out, so it's okay.
I know.
So, Cade.
Yeah, tell us about Cade.
So, he tore something in his shoulder and trying to do, like, a backflip. So, he's relentless with trying to learn how to do things, but sometimes it's... not in a safe environment where you should try to be doing a backflip.
He doesn't follow our model of doing something stupid in a smart way. He just does something stupid.
Not even stupid, just...
Did he hurt himself?
Can you... Okay.
And it was stupid.
You make a fair point. But
I could do a backflip.
Yesterday, my parents and him were in Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently... like, Mom goes around the corner or something like that and then comes back to find Cade 3 shelves up, just climbing the shelves.
You don't do that! Like, I've always wanted to, but you don't!
Well done. Well done.
Gets better.
That's...
gets better.
That's pretty high up, actually, too.
Sam's Club? Yeah.
Yeah. But it gets better. When she said, get down from there. His response was, why?
Because you're climbing the shelves.
Oh, my goodness.
Cade. It's so funny, the stories we get out of him.
Kate's like, if you extracted the dangerous part of me from my brain and then turned it into its own person. Like, I feel like that's what Kate is.
Different kind of dangerous. Part of that, yes.
It's a pretty similar kind of dangerous from what you've told me.
True, but it's...
He's just not as sad as the thing. It's like pure concentrated...
Youthful exuberance plus...
It's so focused. That's the key thing about it.
When are we going to have him on the show?
That's a good question. Probably never. Soon.
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 If he ever comes back from summer, he's just been vacationing everywhere. He's been in Idaho. He's been to Texas.
It must be nice
he's
to be
South
young.
South Colorado. Right?
Who's he golfing with?
I don't know the answer to that.
His golf buddies.
Doesn't even have a driver's license.
We need golf buddies.
We are our golf buddies.
Yeah.
We need to go golfing.
We do need to go golfing.
Make a video of that. Which reminds me. Is reminds that us me. Next?
No. It can be.
Okay. We can talk about
sure.
it.
Sure.
Or we could save it for later. Let's save it for later.
Save it for later.
Teasing.
Was that all you had to say about Cade?
Yeah, it's
that
just...
He climbed the shelves
just,
at Sam's Club.
Things.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I like it.
We need to take him on more adventures because all those stupid things I say, like, jokingly, like, you should go do that, he'll actually go do them.
See,
we
say that with you, and you do most of them, but there's
but
few...
I know, there's a few that I won't do.
Yeah,
that's
you,
also true. I won't break. I bounce.
Break.
And his limits of what he's willing to do is a little bit wider in some directions than yours.
Speaking of people doing really cool but weird things, Elon Musk.
Oh, right. The alien that lives on our planet is desperately trying to get back to Mars.
The Martian.
Yeah.
I'm in a singing mood today.
So Preston actually hasn't heard about this. Whether you know it or not, you just did the beginning of the Simpsons thing.
The Simpsons.
I had no idea.
Beautiful.
Tritone. It's a tritone.
You done nerding?
The devil's tone. You couldn't play that back in the old day, because if you did, you'd be put to death because it was the devil's tone.
Banned by the Catholic Church.
Yep. Anyway, Elon Musk.
Anyways, little side fact for you there. Yes, Elon Musk has recently gotten verbal approval of a Hyperloop train system, which I'll go into more detail about, from New York City to Washington, D.C. The trip, Preston, how long do you think the trip will take?
Less than 10 minutes.
No.
You don't know distances, do you?
How far is it?
From New York City?
New York City to Washington, D.C.
Wait, let me Google how long it would take for a car to drive it.
Okay.
It's only a couple hours away.
Yeah.
Because that whole part of the country looks a lot further than it is away from each other. Because the only thing in between them is Massachusetts, I think. Mapping.
It's farther than that.
It's farther than that. It's a pretty long distance. I might
it
actually
takes 4 hours and 15 minutes by car.
Okay.
Currently it takes... Yeah, that's how long it takes. If you were to walk it, it would take 75 hours. That doesn't make sense.
Nope. That's a lie. Okay, so Preston, with that knowledge now that it takes 4 hours by car, how long do you think this Hyperloop would take?
Seriously, just a couple of minutes.
It would take 29 minutes from New York City to Washington, D.C., which is, like...
See, when I first heard the Hyperloop, I was thinking, oh, like the bullet train in Japan, which goes 200 miles an hour.
No.
That's pretty quick.
You know how fast this thing goes? 780 miles an hour.
Daniel said 800, and I thought he was joking. Like, oh, yeah, it's just really fast.
Because 800
like,
miles an
I was
hour.
Like, haha, that's funny. Daniel was like, no.
No, it
seriously.
Literally goes like
and
800
Logan
miles
it
an hour.
Wow.
It's insane, this thing.
That's... Hold
pretty
on.
Much, it gets up to speed and then has to start slowing down for the station. But it's insane, and it's all part of, like... This is all because, like, Elon Musk made some joke, pretty much. Like, this company is called The Boring Company, which was a joke company that Musk made. And then he actually started testing stuff out in, a parking lot for one of his companies, and then was like, oh, wait, no, we're going to make this an actual thing. This is his second Hyperloop idea. And he also said, and if Texas wants one, they can have one, too.
So,
that's amazing.
A Boeing 747 has a cruising speed of 550 to 600 miles an hour.
So this is literally faster than, like, a passenger plane.
Holy crap.
Yes.
Like, by 300 miles an hour about.
Holy
like
crap.
200 some. Yeah. It's crazy. So, you know, that's cool.
Flight time from New York to D.C. is 43 minutes, plus going to the airport, getting security, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So no one's going to fly from D.C. to New York anymore.
Do you know how amazing that's going to be?
Think about that throughout the whole United States. Like, by that logic, if it takes 4 hours to get from D.C. by car...
That would make it 30 minutes from here to Rock Springs and another 30 minutes to... less than 30 minutes to Jackson, Wyoming.
Yeah. That would mean it would take just a little over an hour for me to hop on a train in Minneapolis and get to Denver.
Oh my god.
Like the... That's crazy. Anyway.
That is crazy, yeah.
So Elon Musk, thank you, you Martian. Mm-hmm. Hope you stay here a little longer before you head back home. But,
mm-hmm. It's not quite there yet.
No, don't you worry. He'll finish up his little,
thought experiment.
Thing.
One of his things isn't going so well. I was telling you about this the other day, but they've made a car. Or was it Preston?
I don't remember.
They made a car where you open up the back of it, and people can get into the back seats through the back of it.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about it. One of his Tesla models.
Yes, one of the Tesla models, you open, like, the trunk, and you can get to the back seats more easily from the trunk than from, like, the front doors, because it's a two-door sedan.
Oh.
And there was police cam footage of this guy, or of this cop, who pulls over a Tesla, and, like, you can't really hear him, but they have subtitles. And they say, like, the guy goes up to the car, he's like, hey, I just pulled you over because we had a report that somebody was putting kids in the trunk of this vehicle. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, come here. And then he opened up the trunk and saw the kids, like, sitting in the comfy Tesla seats in the back and was just like, oh, okay, never mind. But the article was titled something along the lines of, like, Tesla just screwed the police, or like, they didn't make a good decision on that one. Because imagine how many people are going to see, like, people putting kids in trunks, closing it, and then driving away and going to go like, that seems okay. No.
I can't see it being a huge issue. Because that's how some car models used to be, like the old,
used to be, like in the 60s.
Yeah, but what were they?
Before we figured out that was a bad idea.
Like with the way back. Car with the way back, the backwards facing seats, which I've ridden in.
Oh,
fun!
Was that a Volkswagen?
No, I mean the Volkswagen might have had one. I can't. It's a very specific car type. I can't remember what it is, but yeah. But people are dumb.
So I mean, honestly, if I saw somebody putting a children in the back of a Tesla, I might be like, you know what? It's a Tesla. It's probably fine. But yeah. Anyway.
Yay, Tesla!
We still can't figure out how the door handles work, though.
No. If any of you know how the door handles on a Tesla
Daniel
work...
Daniel knows. Daniel explained it to
me. Oh, good!
And I think it's when the keys are nearby. Like, the keys have a connection to it. Mm. When the keys are nearby, they pop out. Or, like, when you push the unlock button, they pop out.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, but what happens when the battery runs out?
It doesn't.
It's magic. Oh, okay. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They also have... Tesla also has, like... a thing where when you pull into your parking garage,
mm-hmm.
your parking
your
spot,
parking locket.
your garage, it's got like a circuit that you plug into it.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there was like people were having troubles and they were breaking it by like putting it in the wrong way. So Tesla came up with a thing where you pull up to your parking garage, the thing has to be within a certain range, but it'll just seek out and plug itself in. I think this is a thing. I'm fairly certain.
I'm sure it's a thing that if it's not a thing now, I'm sure they've announced this technology will be out soon.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Like, it'll just go plug itself in.
I'm surprised that they haven't announced some sort of induction pad for their cars yet, because that would be also an easy way to do it. Just you pull into your spot, and there's just a pad underneath that just gives power to your car.
Yeah, but through the tires, that might be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
That's not an issue for it. It's over. You can do it over a small distance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They used to
Induction things are cool. That's like how the smartphone charges work.
I don't do technology.
They did something similar to supply power to some portion of Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, but then everybody got cancer and decided that that was a great idea to be using to power entire cities.
Yeah.
You can use it on a small scale where you're not interacting with the waves. But if you live in it all the time, you get cancer. So yeah, don't sleep under your car.
Yeah.
So, Tesla had an induction, Matt.
They're getting ready to announce their new model soon, aren't they?
There's new trucks.
Yeah, they're going to make a truck. Wait, do they already have a truck?
No. Well, not new trucks, but they're finally going to be making
trucks. There's also talks that they might even be announcing a semi-truck.
I know. I found out about those things first.
I wonder if Tesla makes cargo vans.
If they don't, they probably will.
Yeah. If the truck goes well, they're going to make cargo vans. Mm-hmm. Because
why wouldn't the truck go well? It's Tesla.
Yeah, it is Tesla.
And
but the thing
people be
about
like,
truck
doesn't have enough power. And
well, that's the thing. I'm not going to buy a truck if I can't use it to pull 2,000 pounds.
So much more torque to them.
Yeah,
because it's an electric motor.
Their advantage will definitely be there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be good.
I just remember one time sitting near two guys who were talking about Ford's like fuel economy trucks. And like their EcoBoost, and
they're not
like,
that great.
They suck. They have no torque, or they can't pull anything.
Yeah, so Luke complains about his.
Yeah. Anyway,
but
on that note,
I'm excited. If Tesla comes out with a great truck, I really hope I could buy one someday.
I mean, it'll pay itself off eventually, right?
Yeah.
And also, they're like they have their low range models are.
Yeah, they're
pretty
cheap,
pretty affordable.
They're pretty
and
cheap.
And you get a, do you still get like a tax or? Is there like a, what's it called, subsidy for buying electric cars still?
I didn't know there was ever one in the United
I thought there was
States.
Like an $8,000 subsidy. If you buy an electric car, you get like
$8,000.
I know
that happens in like Sweden.
I'm fairly certain it happens here too.
Interesting.
Sweden, it's like more.
We'll have to ask about
it's like,
it. Oh,
here,
yeah,
here's a free car.
In
no,
Sweden,
probably not.
It's you have perks. Like there's, you can drive in the bus lane.
Mm-hmm.
That only the buses are allowed to use,
mm-hmm.
just like the fast lane, if you drive an electric car.
Sweet.
Most everybody owns an electric car, but it's still cool. So, yeah. Tesla!
Free advertisement.
That's all of our cool things. Right? We're going to go to break again real quick, and then we'll be back with our final few segments of something and something else. See you on the other side.
Just save yourself.
Hey, some people listen to it in the car.
True.
Jump.
Turn your radio off.
Jump.
Drive your car into a ditch.
Drive your new Tesla into a ditch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Tesla truck.
If any of our listeners
have
a Tesla,
please
tell us
how
those work.
What's the difference?
Tesla. You're saying it with a Z. I'm sorry. I tried. I really tried.
Tesla? I understand
Tesla.
How you pronounce
it's
that
it's
way.
It's Tesla. Not Tesla.
But I've always heard Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah, and it's mountains.
Yeah,
not
but
mountains.
That was his name. And I think it had a Z in it.
No?
No.
Okay, well, that was his foreign name.
We're going to talk about a duck.
Woo! Quack.
Duck.
Duck, duck.
Don't look at me. It's not my story.
Great duck.
My phone's over there now. I'm going to remember it real quick. There's a massive duck that floats around Canada that made me really happy this week. It's literally a giant rubber duck. It is 15 meters tall and weighs something like 12.7 tons. And it's just a giant rubber duck that as part of some art installation, and it just floats around the waters of Canada with people going from city to city where it's projected to land at. And I don't know why, but it makes me really happy. If you feel like looking more into this, you can literally just go online and search a Canada duck, and it will show up as one of the first things.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
I would love, honestly, just imagine, like, duck. Imagine a duck, like, we wouldn't have it here because our rivers are too small.
Yeah.
But imagine it saying, oh, the duck has just exited Lake Superior and is now making its way down the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Lake Superior feed the Mississippi River?
I don't think
sure.
So. Maybe.
I'm
yes. going to
say yes,
yes
because
the Mississippi screw
geography.
Is one of them.
The Mississippi goes west and the Missouri, or Mississippi goes up and to the right
yeah.
if you're looking at a map. And
I think
the Missouri comes from over here.
If it's not, I'm sorry. Anyway, but yeah, just imagine that. Like, it's now making its way to the Mississippi River. It'll be in New Orleans in about, 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone would be there, like, cheering for it. And the thing was that some people were, like, complaining about the duck of, like, oh, this is a waste of taxpayer dollars. But it was actually a smart investment because, like I said, people will show up to the towns where this thing, like, tourists and stuff will show up to a place where this thing is landing, and, like, the economy of the town will have an influx just because the duck has arrived there.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's wonderful just because it's just a giant rubber ducky.
You want to know why Minnesota's stupid?
Sure.
Okay.
Because they don't say duck, duck, goose.
What? No. No. No.
Every other state
no.
says duck, duck, goose.
No.
We're playing duck, duck, goose.
What do they do? What crime against
duck,
humanity?
Duck. 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 Gray duck.
See, I'm imagining that they still call it duck, duck, goose. Like, you guys want to play duck, duck, goose? But then they just say
no,
that.
No, it's duck, duck, gray duck.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
No.
What is Minnesota? Do we have any listeners in Minnesota?
We do.
Minnesota, what is wrong with you?
If you'd like to call and...
let us know what's wrong with you.
Talk to us.
Please do.
Make your case.
Make your case for us.
Or contact us on any of our social media outlets.
Because as far as we know, you're actually crazy.
Oh duck, great duck. No, no. Saying it just makes it worse.
I had a scout leader guy from Minnesota that he would be a scout or like a... an adult leader, quote unquote, because
yeah.
he was like in college. So it's
yeah.
just like, yeah. But he said that, so Minnesota's like way down low, and Colorado's like way up high.
Elevation wise?
Yes. And so he said that he would spend all summer in Colorado and get acclimated and stuff, and then go down to Minnesota and then chase deer for fun. Because he had that endurance by the time the end of the summer came around.
Yeah.
Because there's just such a difference that he would, like, chase deer to exhaustion.
Yep.
Because you can outpace a deer.
Yep.
If you're well-trained.
Well done.
That's one of the huge, like, that's the main human advantage.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Biologically speaking, is we have stamina.
Yeah.
The cheetah can run really fast, but not for very long. Next thing you know... we can hunt cheetahs because we can just run longer. We can deal with it. We sweat.
We can run from cheetahs.
No, you can't run a cheetah.
No, they hunt them down. Like
you can if you know how to.
It's an issue they have in African towns, and they'll literally
mm-hmm.
like the only reason I know the human stamina thing is because one day on the news, I'm just sitting there, and they're like, "Oh yeah, these people in Africa just chased down another cheetah." Like. Oh. What?
Yeah, he was...
We can do that?
He was telling us about that. He was like, Yona, you go down to a low elevation, you can, like, outrun a deer. And we were like, no way. And he was like, no, seriously. Like, it's high up here. You go down there, you got so much more oxygen and stamina and stuff. You can run a deer down, like, just keep following it, and you can run until it's exhausted and will just lay down and give up.
Yep.
And he was like, I would do that occasionally when I was bored. You just catch up to it, pat it, and then keep going. I was like... All right, yeah, you're like the coolest guy ever.
That's insane.
So, yeah, you just reminded me about that.
So, lessons. Live in Colorado for a little bit. Go to Minnesota, play duck, duck, gray duck with deer, and you will catch them.
Never play duck, duck, gray duck. No, you can't.
Because what is wrong with you?
Speaking of weird colloquial sayings, dictionary game!
Dictionary game! Is
right.
it time for that?
Yes.
It is!
Give me a second.
Duck.
Dictionary game!
Duck. Man, that makes me mad! The more I think about it.
Just don't think about
just
it.
Just don't think about it.
Am I going first this week?
Yeah.
You got the book?
I do with the book. It's a wonderful book.
Dictionary.
It smells wonderful.
All right, so here's the score right now. The dictionary is beating us by 3, and we have a total of 0.
0.
Yay!
Our goal by the end of this one is
not to be...
At zero. Least have a point.
Not to have 0 anymore. Will we succeed?
Never.
Probably not.
I don't even understand that one.
I love that song. Do you know that one, Severin?
Yep.
Whipped cream. That's what it's called.
Do you have a word loaded?
Oop.
Yes, I do.
Oop. Oop.
You might actually have a chance with this one.
Oop.
A presbyter.
Ooh. My brain says something about...
It's gotta be something about right. Presbyterians, right?
Here's...
No.
Damn. I don't know. See, I went on the Presbyterian route. But
make your guess. Make your guess.
Presbyter. Pres... Well, where else do we hear the word pres?
President.
President. And... Yeah, that's about it.
Presbyterian president.
Kind of impressed, but not really. Presbyter?
Presbyter.
Do we get an origin?
P-R-E-S-B-Y-T-E-R.
Do we get an origin?
No. What's bitter?
Well, the word itself is Greek in origin. Like, the root words.
Yep. That does... Nope. I don't know why they even have that in spelling bees. That doesn't help me. couldn't tell you what this word is supposed to mean. Presbyter. Something that's bitter yet presidential. That's my official guess.
That's terrible.
That's as far as I'm gonna get.
That's a terrible guess, Preston.
I know.
Severin.
Okay. You said no to the Presbyterians.
Well,
okay, I'm gonna say...
I said no because I didn't want to give you anything.
Okay, well, it's gonna be wrong. So I'm gonna guess a presbyter is a person who... I was gonna say a person who hunts down Presbyterian people. But that's...
Oh my god.
That's just a little... Not right.
What is your guess, Severin?
My guess is a presbyter is a person who, it belongs to the Presbyterian Church.
No, because that would be a Presbyterian.
But he's closer than you are. He's actually very close.
Dang it.
A presbyter is an elder having lay authority in the early Christian Church.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I don't think we got that.
Is that the term where Presbyterian... Is that where Presbyterian came from, maybe?
Probably.
Presbyterian. We're relating to a system of church... It's like 3 down from presbyter. So.
Okay.
So, close! That's probably
close,
the closest guess that we've ever had.
No, I got real close one time.
Yeah,
with
you
that,
did.
With
yeah,
that
yeah.
male thing. Kirtry. Kentry.
Alright.
Next word.
Alright, next word. Dictionary.
We're in the bees.
Bees are... I don't like bees.
I do.
I won't kill... actually, I like bees.
Bees are cool.
I don't like wasps.
They're the fourth most dangerous animal in Australia currently. In my TV
show. Of course they are. What, are they a foot long and have, like, knives for stingers that they shoot at you at high speed?
That's phenomenal. Why would you... Actually, I can understand going there, but still, why would you go there?
I actually saw that bridge you were talking about, the bridge you can go up and over, yep. on a show the other day.
Yeah.
Up and over?
Yeah, so you know how on some bridges, there's like the bridge part, and then it's got the arch on both sides. You can, on the Sydney Bridge, you can walk, but you're clipped in.
Okay.
So you can walk.
Okay. That makes me feel a lot better about this.
Doesn't make me feel a lot better about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, this is pronounced blate. B-L-A-T.
Screw you. Single syllable blate.
Blatantly?
Blate.
Is it part of blatantly?
Blatancy is the next word, but it has
blate.
Nothing to do with that.
Blate. Blate. Blate.
It looks like blat, but it's blate.
B-L-A-T.
is that like filleting beef?
That sounds like something you would
fillet beef. You fillet.
Is that it? Is that your final
kiss? No.
That sounds like something that you would see on a title card in the old Batman movies. Blate.
Oh, this pop-up word.
That just sounds like the sound of you putting spackle on something.
Yes. Blate.
Spackle. When I was in middle school, that was my bad word.
Spackle.
Because I would.
Excuse me?
I think I said...
How much worse than the things I used as swear words.
I said sucks a lot and crap when I was in middle school, mm-hmm. like most kids, which is actually pretty clean
yeah.
for middle school kids, but my teacher had a real issue with it. So she pulled me over one day and was like, okay, you need to come up with your own, like, bad word so that you don't use sucks or crap. And I was like, spackle.
You know, that's a good one. That is so a
I
good word.
I chose spackle. So yeah, blat.
You thought that would kill it?
It's an earwig. Nothing kills earwigs. There's an earwig on the ground.
Yeah.
And so we're all stepping on it. Preston's now grinding it into the ground.
I heard something crack.
Yep, there you go. It is in two. Blat! Blate.
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 Blate. Blate? Is it blate or is it blat?
Blate.
It looks like blat, but it's blate.
Right.
It's got the...
Blate. Little chick over it.
Belated.
No, it's got the blade. when it goes to pronunciation, it's got like the AE, which means blade.
Yeah. Okay.
The AE
blade.
Symbol.
This should be blatantly obvious.
You guessed first, dude. It's your turn to guess first.
Yeah, I know. I got nothing.
Shoo.
Blate. Okay. Blate. Is it a noun?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that helps.
Oh.
That narrows it down, actually.
Oh.
A blate.
I really don't know how it's a noun, but it is.
Dang it.
You know, we were on to something. I'm sure of it. Don't know how it's a noun. How?
A state of fine cutlery.
Like a plate?
No, like cutlery. I know. It's in a blate state.
No.
Ooh, didn't mean that. No? Okay, I didn't think so.
Blade.
It's up to you, Preston. Go with your heart. Find your heart and then go with it.
Oh, man, that might take a while. Blate. What is a blate? I'm trying to picture a blate. And I'm really
no, not a plate. A blade.
Blate. Oh, I'm thinking like a really blobby plate. That's what comes to my mind. It's just like a cow pie. Except made out of like... gray concrete that's consistently liquid.
I saw so much of that today.
And I don't know where it comes from. Blate. It's before being late.
I hate you.
No! Not at all.
What is
blate. It? Non-official exchange of supplies and services, a common practice in the USSR industry.
That's a verb!
I know!
That's not a noun!
It says noun.
Dictionary, I disagree with you. Okay. Well,
like a term of economics.
We are 0-2
Shut
right
up
now.
Economics. That's what screwed us last week.
I forgot about that.
Dictionary is upside down.
I know.
Okay. All right, this is our last chance. Come on, Severin, we can do this. Severin, okay. We can do this. Wait.
Ah! You stabbed me! I looked down to the book for like 2 seconds.
I'm kind of surprised that that's the first time that our high five has gone. You need to turn to face me a bit more.
2 seconds, and you two have already heard each other.
There we go.
What are you, vipers?
Yeah. It's our high five. There we go.
They have a viper high five now.
There we go.
Breaking news.
I know what that one is.
No, that's not the word.
Oh. He's not in bees. He's like... two-thirds of the way through the book.
Oh, the V's, not the B's.
V's.
Breaking news.
Stephen.
That's... There's this picture.
I know.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that every time I see it... I might post it on our page later on with no context. Oh, God.
You think there'd be more great words in the V section.
You'd think.
There's a lot of great words in the V section.
There's a lot of great words, but I know a lot of them, too.
I'm so sorry.
Hmm.
No, Severin, don't do that. Make this... Guys, I made a kazoo.
Logan made a kazoo. Found a word yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was going to keep doing that until you found one.
What is the A connected to the E with a...
A.
A? But it's got a little chick above it.
I think it might be an address. See how the pages are kind of yellowed? In the yellow
Shut
pages.
Up. We'll go with A.
Yeah.
Varus. A position of...
You're reading it.
Pick a new word.
Preston!
Go ahead Sorry. And finish reading
my,
that one.
My brain went
What's
into
a varus?
My brain went into spelling bee mode, where you get the definition, not the word. Varus, a position of abnormal inward turn of a joint or joints.
Oh, I totally would have gotten that one.
Yeah.
Pick a new word.
2 points for Gryffindor.
-10 for Slytherin, Preston.
I am a Slytherin.
-10.
Yes, I'm not alone!
-20.
Oh, I just saw it. Where's the word I wanted? There we go.
Wait, read the word this time.
not the definition.
Vaunt.
Vaunt.
I vaunt you to guess this.
Get out. Leave the dictionary. Get out.
I vault.
Yeah. Okay, so let's think this through, Severin.
Vaunt.
There's an idiot savant.
Sounds like flaunt.
Sounds like flaunt. But like savant. A savant is somebody who's really good at something.
A flaunt.
A vaunt.
I'm gonna guess.
Ooh, somebody guessing already.
It is a food. And this food is made of snails.
What's your guess?
What's that? I'm assuming that was
No, creative. I'll give you creativity points, but no.
Okay, a vaunt. Give me a second. Okay, I gotta work some things through in my head.
We're gonna take this time to inform you about all of our social media platforms.
So you can
find us on Instagram at don't_worry_podcast. You can find us on Facebook by just typing in Don't Worry About It.
Apostrophes and all.
You can find us on Twitter by typing in Don't Worry Pod. And you can find us on...
You can contact us.
You can email us at don'tworry22@gmail.com. And better yet, you can call us at 970-344-9443. Back to your regular scheduled programming.
You were doing so well there, bud.
All right, Logan, what do you got?
Ah, crap! Okay, a vaunt.
Vaunt.
Is...
Maybe the chair isn't going to make this any easier.
It might.
Especially not for me.
It is a person that is averagely good at something.
No.
What was it?
You, Severin, were so close with one of your, like, you were thinking through it guesses, and you said it, like, a couple of times, and I was like...
What was it?
Is it vaunt?
Close. A vaunt, a singular vaunt, is a boast.
Dang it, Severin!
Okay, when you said vaunt, I was like, this sounds like kind of, I wasn't going to say boastful, but boast is a good way to say it. I was like, this sounds just like boastful. Why does it sound, oh, because flaunt. Flaunt. Okay, well then that's not it. So I just disregard.
Yep. Dang it.
Well.
To vaunt about something.
We're getting closer, guys.
We are.
Merriam-Webster 6, don't worry,
zero.
But we're getting closer.
Yeah, we almost had a point.
And with that, we'd like to end our show with talking about our latest project.
Yeah.
We had a project. A lot of you have probably seen it by now, but just in case you haven't.
Go out and check the video we made out on Facebook. It's called The Last Dr. Pepper. It's the story of...
The last Dr. Pepper.
That's really all we need to say about it. Take it, share it with your friends, show it to your work people.
It was a lot of fun to make.
It really was. Hopefully we'll be making more stuff like that soon.
Yeah.
We got things in the works.
So, yeah.
From Don't Worry Studios.
You can have View. View, Don't Worry About It.
Yeah, yes. Don't Worry Studios viewing platforms.
Yay. But this is still a podcast, so we're going to sign out.
Yeah, from Don't Worry Studios.
I'm Preston Ross.
I'm Logan Reese.
And I'm Seven Lear.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Knees.
What?
Sorry, the word poke reminded me of that bad lip reading with Yoda. Then got me singing the song. Oh, we're already recording. Fabulous.